Station 5. Simon of Cyrene helps Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Let us pray. We pray in gratitude that it was a foreigner who helped Jesus on the way to Calvary, and we pray for all foreigners in this land, for the newly independent and emerging nations, and for those places where people are still seeking freedom, for international understanding and cooperation in all lands, for mutual respect and security between nations. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
For all who are disadvantaged by their color, race, or beliefs, for the removal of all barriers of resentment and prejudice between people. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
We pray for ourselves, that God finds us lovable and gave us Jesus Christ, that we may have eternal life, that we may be free from all prejudice based on race, color, religion, social and economic status, and be free from all hesitation in giving, serving, affirming, and nurturing others. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
O Savior of the world, who by your cross and precious death has redeemed us,
save us and help us, we humbly beseech you, O Lord. I only came into the city because of the festival. I can't stand the city life or the city folks. Too much noise and bustle, too many new-fangled ideas, the people always about to riot, not knowing the meaning of real work. Law and order is what they need, or so I used to think. I passed by 3 criminals on their way to be crucified. 2 thieves, apparently, and 1 political transgressor, an insurrectionist. A disreputable lot, deserving to die. 2 soldiers pressed me to carry the cross for the insurrectionist, Jesus, who was apparently ready to drop. I obeyed because I had to, and out of respect for the law, but I couldn't really see why I should. He should have thought about the consequence before he did what he did. He had made his own bed and should lie on it. Why should I have to put myself out for scum such as him? But as I took the heavy cross, he turned his face to me, and a look of gratitude passed wearily through his eyes. This man, dying for his beliefs, whether right or wrong I could not say, was thanking me for begrudgingly giving just a very little time and strength, and nothing of myself.